eyes are not tinking over yet.
I wrote this song when my grandmother was still alive, and I wrote it. She had been sick for quite a while, so I wrote it while she was still alive, and kind of about the way she is, and we put it on a record, and I played it for her. She really likes the bass part, is what she said. She was the granddaughter, daughter, I should say, of an itinerant preacher that traveled around, and she'd hand out the tracts, you know, the Bible tracts to people. And then they would all play in the band together. The family, it was like all in one kind of business. It's very smart to make do and have your family in the band. But that has nothing to do with the song, really. Except that the spirit of the music kind of came out of that, the fact that they would have this little family band and play, like, it was kind of almost an Appalachian style mixed with the Salvation Army band, I guess.
It's a cool recording, though. It's on the record, Come On Now Social, and you can hear Mammy's voice. She starts talking about the experience that Amy's just relating to y'all, and then we took her voice and digitally chopped it up so that it went in time to the beginning of the musical part of the song. So she's speaking and you hear her, and then all of a sudden it just sort of fades away, you know, just into little bits, right in time. It's super cool. Forever captures someone.
Yeah, y'all should record your each other and your relatives.
Yeah, that's the truth. Guys, can I just have the slightest bit more of this banjo on the monitor, please? Down just back in here.
Oh, I hear that.
you, don't let you cry. Ask whoever it hurts. I said, oh, meant you, don't let you cry. Ask whoever it hurts. She says, what a blessing.